Hi everyone, this is Blair Todd, Livestock Production Agent for the Post-Rack District of Kansas State Research and Extension. I'm here today to give you tips on what cattle producers should be thinking about in the month of April. Continue to keep calving areas as clean and dry as possible. You should give each calf a dry, comfortable, and clean environment. Supplement and feed cows to maintain or improve body condition prior to the breeding season. Cows should be in moderate body condition by the start of the breeding season to maximize fertility. For thin young cows, consider feeding fat during this time to improve rebreeding rates. Research indicates that when feeding about 0.4 pounds per head per day of a plant source of fat, such as soybean or sunflower oils, this can increase first service conception and pregnancy rates up to 15%. Feeding fat can be effective both before and after calving, so consult your nutritionist. Mineral supplementation should include greater levels of magnesium during the month of April. Intake should be between 15 to 30 grams per head per day, or at least 11% of the mineral mix, to prevent grass tetany. You should start planning your breeding season both for AI and natural service. Make sure all supplies and semen are on hand prior to the breeding season. For natural service programs, assign yearling bulls to 10 to 15 cows, 2 and 3-year-old bulls to 20 to 25 cows, and older bulls to 25 to 40 cows. Breeding for 65 days should be enough time, and less than 90 days is a key sign of good management. Bulls should be in good body condition prior to the breeding season. Thin bulls can run out of stamina, so now is the time to make sure bulls are physically capable of performing for the upcoming summer breeding season. A breeding soundness exam is recommended for all bulls, so consult your veterinarian. Also consider using estrus synchronization and AI. Several synchronization systems to overcome anestrus are available. Selection of these depends on available labor, facilities, and implementation costs. Consider breeding heifers 3 weeks prior to the mature cow herd to give them a greater chance to rebreed. You should maintain top management concerning calf scours, which include sanitary conditions, early detection, and electrolyte dehydration therapy. Vaccinate calves as per veterinarian consultation. Castrate males that are not candidates for breeding stock prior to pasture turnout, and implant calves that will be sold at weaning. Wait for fly control until critical numbers are reached, and deworm cows and bulls if needed this month. Expect performance response to be variable dependent on location, weather, grazing system, history, infestation level, and management. Remember, good fences make good neighbors. Summer pastures should have had fences checked, repaired, or replaced by now. And check equipment such as sprayers, oilers, and hay equipment, and repair or replace as needed. Try to have spare parts on hand, as downtime can make a large difference in hay quality. I hope these reminders were helpful, and for more resources on cattle management, contact your local Post-Rock District Extension office. This has been Blair Todd, K-State Research and Extension, Post-Rock District.